He's going to have scabs, things that are going to grow on his face. He'll get sick from that. So Rashi says, one pshat is, ponev misakois, you'll have cracks on your face. No, you get type of scabs will grow on your face if you wash your face and you don't wipe it well. What's the refuah to take away these scabs? Limshe tuba b'maya de sukum. Wash it very good with beet juice. Maya de sukum is beets. Shashi merik tradin. Beet or soup. If you wash your face with beet soup, that will heal it. Right. Loi sochot mera Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, this kumain, that's a type of a herb that you have to grind down to use the powder for a refuah you put on top of the milah. Let's say you didn't grind it down before Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos because grinding is nisa d'oraisa. So you're not allowed to do it nisa d'oraisa. That's only a hechsher. Since you should have done it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So mainly the Mishnah says like this: if you could do it without the sitzam, that means if you could chew the herb and ayudei shinui, you could get it in a matzev that it could be powder into medicine. Then you could use it. But if you can't chew it down, so you're not going to have the medicine. It's also to make the milah. You have to wait till the next day to make the milah. Tana Rabbanan. There's certain things that you can't do on Shabbos, you can't be doing a Shabbos, but on Yom Tov you're allowed to do it. That on Yom Tov, if you didn't prepare the medicine before Yom Tov, you didn't grind it down, you're allowed to grind down the kumain on Yom Tov. We'll soon see why. Because damasin, you're allowed to do it for your own purpose, you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. V'torfen lo yayin b'shemen. Who would then on Yom Tov, you're allowed to beat up the yain and the shem, like it says in the Mishnah, that was a type of refuah. They used to beat up yain and shem together and pour that on the makam amila, that was a refuah. So even though the Mishnah says on Shabbos you should not do it, but on Yom Tov it's mutter. Omalei Abai l'Rab Yosef. May shino kumoin v'yom tov t'chazi l'gdera. How come it's saying on Yom Tov you're allowed to grind up this kumoin, this herb, to use for medicine? Why? T'chazi l'gdera. Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to grind anywhere. Like Tzorcha Oichol Nefesh is mutter. So since it's mutter, Tzorcha Deira, that's why you could do it now. Mishum, you could do it now for the Mila. Obazoy the Kasher is Yain v'Shemin Chozin Nami b'Shabbos l'Chayla. Why does the Mishnah say if you don't have the Yain and Shemin beat it up before Shabbos, you're not allowed to beat it up on Shabbos? Why not? If you have a Chayla on Shabbos, you are allowed to beat up the Yain and Shemin together. So Obazoy now for the Mila should also be mutter. Titania, we learned, ein torfin yain v'shemen l'chol b'Shabbos. Tanakam holds you not allowed to beat up together yain v'shemen to use for chol on Shabbos. Now, what exactly the yister is in beating up yain v'shemen doesn't say clear in Rashi. Some of Farshim learn it like we had before. You're not allowed to beat up an egg, a raw egg. You can't beat up on Shabbos. And before Rashi said because it looks like you're beating it up, I'm asked to cook it. Because what are you beating up eggs for? Normally, you beat up an egg to make a scrambled egg. So since you're not allowed to make a scrambled egg on Shabbos, you're not allowed to beat it up, because it looks like you want to do it with the Kedera. Here also, if you beat up Yayin v'Shemen, it looks like you want to use it to make a kugel. And you cook, and you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Therefore, Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to beat up Yayin v'Shemen. So Tanakam holds, even with Tzarek Refuah, you're not allowed to do it. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Meir, he said over the name of Rabbi Meir though, Av Torfin Yayin v'Shemen. No, Rabbi Meir holds his mutter. Rabbi Meir holds, you're allowed to beat up Yayin v'Shemen on Shabbos, with Tzarek Refuah. It is only like a mechzei, like you're cooking, it's Issa the Rabbanon, but Sarcha Refuah, the Rabbanon will make them. So the Kashri is, according to Rav Meir, that you're allowed to beat it up on Shabbos for Chayla, who are then you should be allowed to beat it up, the Sarach Mila. So why does that, and the Kashri Rashi says it, that our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, and usually a Stam Mishnah is according to Rav Meir. Rashi Rav Meir, the Stam Mastis and Rav Meir. Is why does the Mishnah say you have to do it to Mokim Ashinui? Why can't your mamish beat up the Yayin v'Shemen? According to Rav Meir, he says since you could do it for Chayla, it should be mutter to do it on Shabbos. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Pamachas once happened to Maitzah, Chosh Rabbi Meir b'Meir. Once Rav Meir himself got sick, he had pains in his stomach. Ovikashnu litrach Yayin v'Shemen. And the Talmidim wanted a beat up for him to give him this refuah, to beat up Yayin v'Shemen and give it to Rav Meir to eat. For lo henichu, and Rav Meir didn't let them do it for him. Is Omar nulay, so Talmidim asked Rav Meir, Tivarecha, your diva, you just passed in its mutter. Is Yevatlu b'chayecha, like you yourself want to be Mavatlu yom psak? You said it's mutter. Omar lonus, Rav Meir answered us back, Afo pi shani yor mekach, even though I myself hold miyikur adin its mutter, to beat up the yain and shem together for a choylo. V'chaveri oimrim kach, and my chaverim, those say no, it's also is miyomai loymalani libilav radivri chaverim. It was a midover mayan. He didn't like to go connect his chaverim. Even though Laloch yield was mutter, Abulamaisa, he was chayshish for his chaverim. We had before. That's such a midah. I never went over. I never did something. I didn't listen to my chaverim. So since my chaverim say it's usher, even though I hold it's mutter, so he himself didn't want to be machmir. It's a dia kun niyo de machmir nafshei. Reb Meir himself was machmir upon himself. Abul kuliyal meshori. But for everybody else, it's mutter to beat up this yarin v'shemen on Shabbos. Or v'zoyit shver. Why does our Mishnah say for Mila, you're not allowed to beat up the yarin v'shemen on Shabbos? Why not? Since you're allowed to do it for Cholam, it should be mutter to do for a Mila. And the Gemara, hosam leboy lecha. It depends how hard you have to beat it up. Shrashi leboy lecha, le torfel arba yofa yofa. If you want to give it stam for Cholam, for remedy to get cure from the sickness he has, you don't have to beat it up that much. That's mutter. Abohocha boy lecha. Mashenkin here in the Mishnah, when you want to give it to a tinnik, after he had his mila, to pour the shemen v'yayin, the way they used to do it was to beat it up a lot. So that's awesome, and that's not mutter to do on Shabbos at all. Hochinami boy lecha, abohocha boy lecha. Fred Gemara b'zoi hochinami, nevad v'le lelech. Abzai still shreya Mishnah. Why isn't it mutter to mix up the yayin v'shemen, but don't do such a good job, enachnamin, to mix it up very good, that's also. But mix it up just a little bit, it's the same mus that you're allowed to do for a cholam, should be mutter to do for a milah. And when Mishnah's mashma nothing, the Mishnah says you have to do each one separately. You have to put yayin separately and shemen separately. You can't mix it all together. And the Gemara, when the Mishnah says you put shemen by itself and yayin by itself on the milah, it doesn't mean mamas separately. It means you can mix it together, but just not mix so thoroughly. It means you're allowed to mix them together, because you don't beat them up well. To beat them up very well, that's awesome in the Rabbonim. Because if you beat up Yayin v'Shemen very, very well, it looks like you want to use it to make a kugel. So the Rabbonim asked you, because you can't cook on Shabbos. Well, Shem, if you're beating it up not so much, that's mutter to do it. Right. Tana Rabbonim. Ein misananin es achardol v'misananin nishaloi. On Yom Tif, you're not allowed to put a chardol, that's the mustard seeds, through its sieve. Ein misananin es achardol v'misananin nishaloi. You can't do it. So Rashi says, why not? As a chadol biyomtiv, mesanen eshaloi. Time of first lekamei de mechzei kaburur. Since you're putting it through its sieve, it looks like you're making burur. Shemash lechasubin shaloi. You throw away the shaft of the mustard seeds, and you only want to use the seeds itself. So to use a kli to make burur, that's also on yomtiv. But Rashi says it's only mechzei. It's only awesome with the rabbanon. The question: why isn't really it is a burur here? So Taisa says, miyu burur lehevei shagam apselus roy lachila. By the mustard seeds, even the psellus is also roy teeth. So it's not called burum. Well, adomila mishmeris the reish toilin, the iglam adem achai mishim burum. Mashenkin, other burum means this psellus that's not edible at all, that you want to throw away and only use the oichel, that's burum. But here by the mustard, since both parts of it is edible, it's only awesome of the rabbon and it's mechsei ke burum. Vaita vayim matkin oisa b'kechelis. You can't make the mustard seed sweet with coals. What they used to do coals is, they used to have a hot coal and throw it into a pile of a bunch of mustard seeds. And in the mustard, the coal will go out, and like scorch the mustard seeds, and that will make it a little bit sweet. So it's also to do on Shabbos, because you're doing a melechas kibui. By putting this coal into the mustard seeds, you're putting out the coal. So it's also mishum kibui. Shrashim imatkin oisav gechelis. Kedera shorgilim lichvois letoiches gechelis. Used to like put out a coal in the mustard seeds. Or yevin isokis. Omalei Abai, the Rabbi Yosef, Maishin Omeho, why is it different that we learned the Tanan? Noisnim Beitzah b'mesanen eshachardol. An egg you're allowed to put through a sieve. So what's the difference between an egg is mutter and the mustard seeds are also? Omalei Hosam le'meschei kebur. An egg, the pshat is, the whole egg goes through it, and there's no pselus at all. So there it's not even mechsei kebur. Hocha mechsei kebur. But here I call upon him by the mustard seeds, I call upon him it's mechsei kebur. A little bit it looks like burr. You're not allowed to sweeten it off by putting a coal inside the mustard seeds to put out the coal. For the Gemara of Tanya, another bright says, it says it is mutter. So Chorutz Aspira is a mutter also. And the Gemara of Akasha, One is talking about the coals that come from metal. Now, metal, very hot metal, the pshat is, there's no issa kibui midiraisa on a metal. There's only issa kibul on wood. Kam megechela shaleis. If it's made out of wood, a regular coal, and you put out the coal, that's an issa diraisa kibui. So then we say, don't put it into the mustard seeds to make the mustard seed sweet. Mashengi, but doing a chela shomatchis, shom metal, there's no issa kibui putting out the metal. So therefore, about you not mechaven here, will be mutter. Also the shaykh bekibul if he shoysa pachem yugechelis shall matchis le shaykh bekibui. By metal it's not shaykh kibui. The eino nasa pechem. Metal doesn't become into a coal, so therefore it's muta. Omalei abayi le Rabbi Yosef. Maishno mi bisru agumri. Why is it different than putting meat on top of coals on yomtiv? You're allowed to like roast meat on yomtiv. Now putting meat on top of the coals, the juice of the meat puts out the coal also. So why in the cheshit from a kibu there? You see, you're allowed to do a kibu on yontif. Or malei hosam layefsha. The Torah says you're allowed to make kibu. Any tzarech achila is mutter on yontif. Now to roast the meat on erev yontif is not the same thing as eating fresh roasted meat on yontif. Therefore, it's called layefsha. Since you couldn't roast it erev yontif, there's a heter to roast the meat on yontif. Or b'hocha efsha. Mashrekin here, the mustard seeds, you want to make it sweet. You want to put the coal in it to like squash it to make it sweet. You could have done that Erev Yomtiv. So since you could have done that Erev Yomtiv, you have no heter to do it on Yomtiv. There's only mutter to cook or do tzorche achil on Yomtiv that's not as good as if you would have done Erev Yomtiv. Therefore, you're allowed to do it on Yomtiv. But something you could have done Erev Yomtiv, you're not allowed to do on Yomtiv.
You're allowed to do mechavel l'tzorche achil?
What?
On Yomtiv, you're allowed to be mechavel l'tzorche achil?
How to be what?
Mechave, to do kibui.
Yeah, right. That's what it says here, right? Omalei abayi l'Rab Yosef, maho legabin. What about to make cheese on Yom Tov? Is that mutter or not? Ma legabin, Rashi said, legabin gvina. As a type of doima talish, it looks like you're being lash, like you're making the milk a little bit thicker. Is doima talish, is that mutter on Yom Tov or not? Omalei yosef, he said it's also, you can't make cheese on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Maishna Malisha. Why is it worse than Mamas Lisha? You're allowed to knead, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. You can make the whole dough on Yom Tov. So how come you're allowed to do Lisha on Yom Tov? So why is cheese different? Same Terence. Omalei Hosam Loyevshem. A baker, a bread or cake, a fresh bread tastes much better than yesterday's bread. Therefore, it's called you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's not Efshem to do the same way on Erev Yom Tov. But to make cheese, it's a day old, it's the exact same cheese. So, Mela, since you should have done it Erev Yom Tov, you have no right to do it on Yom Tov. For the Moraiva Amri Nadoi, it says Nadoi said, Givina bas yoima, or cheese that's one day old, miley, it's very, very good. So Morhoki Kamri, what they meant to say there was afilu givina bas yoima malim. It's not the pshat that the first day old it tastes much better, it's fresh. If that would be the pshat, it'll be mutter to do it on Yom Tov. But the pshat is just meant to say, Avada, if it's 2-3 days old, it's just as good. Just even a piece of cheese one day old is also good. But if it's 2-3 days old, avadu, it's good. So merely you have no heter to make the cheese on Yom Tov, because it would have been just as good if you made it Erev Yom Tov. So anything you could have done Erev Yom Tov, and your pasheya, it's also to do on Yom Tov. Rashi says, Leyevsha, the path, chama, hot bread, mylit fei, tastes much better. Hochevsha, meyesva, mashenke, to make the mustard is better yesterday. It's just as good yesterday. Right. Ein oisim lecholot. The Mishnah says now, after the Mila, Mold used to put a little cloth around the Mila to hold the oil in place. If you didn't make the cloth before Yom Tov, you can't make it on Shabbos. Omar Abaye, Omar Li Ein, Hai Cholot Yenuka, this cloth that you like, the type of a beged, you put around the Mila, Lefanya, the Lesatra Li'ila. That means the hem should be facing upwards. Why? Dilma Midbagar, because if it's not facing upwards, maybe a string from the hem will get caught, Minei, it'll get caught in the Mila, and when you pull off the Beged, we also take Krus Shufcha. You'll come to ruin him, to make Krus Shufcha, and then in the Gid. Therefore, always make sure the hem is facing upwards. Ema de Abaye means Abaye's nurse, Ovdo Kisisto Lapalga. She made a lining half inside the Beged, halfway. The vice is to protect, make sure no strings stick out to touch the makam amila, she made a lining inside. Omer Abaye, Hayinukud les lecholik. A yinukud, they don't have any cloth prepared to put over the makam amila. Laisa bliyosa, let them bring an old shmata. The istle shifter has a hem on it. Velichruche le shift letitoin. Let them put the hem facing downwards. Viayif leluya, and then turn it over and make it face upwards. Kids is the same type of shot to make sure the threads don't go near the makam amila. We are Marabaya, Omruli Ein. Hayanuka de lo yodam afkosi. You have a kid that was born. The Rashi learned lo yodam afkosi means you don't know where the mokum, Rashi shei nikaboy nekev, you don't know where the hole of his back is, beis harei, where the shmut comes out. We're not talking about the gid. We're talking about where the zevul comes out of the body. So the kid, the hole there is covered up. You don't know where exactly the mokum of the hole should be for the zevul to come out. Is lishayfo mishcha. You should rub him with oil. Veluk melad yoyim, and then take him out on a nice sunny day, like Laker's body up in the sun. You could see through light. Veichad the ziga, where it looks very shiny, like the sun is coming through. Sirai, that's the mokum of hole. Likriyo, you should cut it to him. Bisarta with a barley. Okay, the barley, or fresh barley, is very sharp. Shesi there, make a cut across the diagonal. Make a cut. Avo bekli matkes loy, but don't use a knife. That's no good. Mishum the tzorif. That can make an infection there. So don't use a knife, but use better a barley. A barley is better. V'yamar Abaye, Amru Liyem. Abaye says his mother told him. Hayanuka, the loymayis. If you have a kid that's not nursing, the baby doesn't want to suck. Is meka deka pumayi. The reason here that his lips are too cold. Since his lips are cold, doesn't have enough strength there to suck. Maitakante, what's the answer to mistake on the lips? Laise kisa gumri, bring a case full of hot coals. But link it to let it be near the kid's mouth. So the kid see heat up his mouth. The chayim pumayi, his mouth should become hot. Umayi, then it'll become to suck. Then he'll get more strength there and he'll be able to suck. V'yomer Abaye, Omer liyein, hayinuka deloy menshisa. If you have a kid that didn't start breathing yet, the kid was just born, and there's no breath is coming out. Is lenfino benafso, fan him with a fan. Or menashter, now we'll make him start breathing. That's Nate says. Instead of giving a patch in the face to make him cry, they do today, Mara says the Yetzer is to fan him a little bit. Give him a little fan there, that'll wake him up. Omer Abaye, Omer liyein, hayinuka deloy meya. Yinuka also, he's not breathing too well. Also on the side it says Pirishain Moitsi Hevel Michaitmoy. From his nose, no air is coming out of his nose. Is Lysis Lisa Dime, bling the placenta of the mother, for Lisrike Alavai, and rub it on him. Omeya, that will make him breathe very good. Viamar Abai, Amrulyain, Abai says mother told him, Hayanuke the cotton. A kid is very thin. Baby's too thin. How do you make him fat? Lysi Lisulsa, bring again the placenta of the mother, the ime, polishrike alabayu, and rub it on him. Mikutna liumba. His placenta, one side of it is thin, and the other side is very, very thick. So rub first the thin side, then the thick side. Like a mushroom to say this kid should become from thin to thick. The olum, let's say the kid is too fat. Well, lavaska is too fat, but it's not healthy. Rashi says, Rashi, the olum, Rashi, v'loy machans brios, not the pshat, he's too fat. El nafuach, he's blown up. It's no good. Like he's blown up too much. What?
Loaded.
Loaded. No good. Violum, and then the other way. Rub the placenta on the tinnig, me'umalakutna, from the thick side of it down to the thinny side of it. That's to show that he should lose his thickness. V'yomer Abai, Yomer Liyein, his mother told him, Hayinuka kid, the sumik, if he's born very red, you should know the pshati is the akati lo yivle beidoma. The blood is in between the skin and the body. It's not nivla, the blood inside the body. It didn't get inside the meat. It's made of lisar chulei. Don't make a mila yet. Wait with the mila. Adi yivloye beidoma. Until the blood seeps into his body. Because if you make the mila now, it's a sakana. Since all the blood is between the skin and the meat, you make a mila, all the blood will come out. Yeah, so wait, tivla beidoma limli. Wait till the blood seeps into the basar, and then make a mila. Fight the diuric, if the kid is green, you should know the pshat is the akatl anofu beidomi. The pchal, he doesn't have blood in the system altogether. That's why he's so green. His male lisrach, wait a while, ad anofu beidamya. Until he has blood in the system, then blimele, then you make a bris mila. The tanyam reb nosin, pamacha salastal karchayam. I once went to the karchayam. O boss isha lefonai. Anisha came to see me. Shemola benor rishon, that she made a mila on her first son who mate. The kid died. Shaniya, she had a second son, Ovaitu Meis Bishas Mila. Shlisha came to the third son, before she made the Mila, she came to Reb Nosim. Heviyasa Lofonai. She said, look at my son, shall I make a Mila or not? As Reisa, Reb Nosim saw the son, Shuadam, he's very red. Omartilos, I told her, you should know. Hem Tinu Loi Ach Yivlo Boidomoi. Wait, don't make the Mila now, until the blood seeps into the system, into the meat. The hemtinula, so she waited. Ashenivla by dom until the redness went away from the kid. That means the blood went into the meat. Omala, I say, v'chai, and then the kid lived. Bavli. And they called the name Nosna Bavli, that was his name. Al Shmi. Shuv Palmach, another might stop in the Lachtam Dinas Kaputkiya. I went to visit the place of Kaputkiya, or boss Isha Achas Lafonai. Shuv, same thing. Shemola Benor Rishoin Umeis. Shni Umeis. Shlishi Abiyos Lafonai. Hey, the first two children died, but the third kid, she went in front of him, Nosin. She said, look at my son, shall I make a meal or not? Is Risav, I saw him, Shu Yorok, he was all green. Is he tzatzti boy Larisa by dam? I like squeezed him, and I saw no blood at all came near, came to the surface. Is Larisa by dam bris? I saw no dam bris. Or matloy, I told her him tinuloy wait achiipo by dam until he gets blood in the system. Vim tinuloy, and she waited. Or moloy soy, and then she made a milah v'choya, and then he lived. By a current shmoy nosna bavli al shmi. And by the way, they called the kid's name on my name nosna bavli. So in the santo, let's look at the last Rashi. Rashi learns here, Lekarchi Ayom Hokigasinen. Reser Shoy Yorick. I saw the kid was green. He tats the boy, I like bit him or did something to say, pinched him. For Loyhoya boy dam bris. So Rashi learns Tatla Griusa. There are two chesroinis here. Chodo, one is the Moyulei Lenofik Mene Doma. If I make a mila now, no blood at all would come out. Now what's wrong with that? The atof is dam bris mitzvah. The Santa Rashi is the only place that has the Masechta this word in Rashi. That having dam come out the shas mila, that's a part of the mitzvah's mila. Hatov is dam bris, that's a mitzvah. Hey, we know that the klal, let's say a goy lemoshol, that he had a mila when he was a goy. Now he's misgayer, we make a mila, we make a tov is dam bris. So poshe that's dam a new mitzvah, tov is dam bris, take some blood out of him. Or else a kid that's born gemalt already. So still needed to make a tov is dam bris. Poshe don't stam a new halachom. For Rashi's mashma, that's a part of every bris mila. And every bris mila, there's also a tov is dam bris. A part of the mitzvah milah is cut off the yorlov and make hatofas dam bris. Dam should come out b'shas the milah. So here, since this kid had no dam, he wouldn't even carry the mitzvah kitzurosai. True, he'll cut off the yorlov, but he wouldn't have any hatofas dam bris. The drashiv hatofas dam bris mitzvah kirechsev games b'dam brischa. The yoid nochah pshat. Why he didn't want to do it here is the mesukano is b'makom sakona. Since the kid didn't have any blood in the system, he will make a milah now, afraid he'll die. So there's two reasons why he didn't want to do the milah. But this is Rashi, you said it's a Rashi, in every single milah, when the dam comes out, that's the kim of mitzvah's dam bris. That's also a chelik of every mitzvah. It's not just done by Iger or Nelad Moil. Every kid, his bris also needs that tov's dam bris. Right, the Zokta Mishnah. Ma'achitzen es ha-kotin. You're allowed to wash the cotton on Shabbos, dein lufnei ha-milah, before you make the ma'aseh milah, or ben liyachra milah. Even after you make the milah, you'll have to wash the kid with hot water. Mazman HaChazal was a sakon if you didn't wash him before and afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Nishtanu HaTeva, the Teva changed. That today, Azayz does, but not noy, we don't bedafka wash the lokam milah, give him a bath before or afterwards. But the makam haMishnah, the makam haGemara was a sakona. So, what? Aye, but not machitzim though. They don't do it afterwards though.